Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Greg Johnson. Greg is the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater and the co-founder of The Colony, the Missoula Colony, an event that happens every summer in Missoula. It's the 18th year mm-hmm. of The Colony. And I just wanted to mention that you list the mission as a process of fostering great writing for the next generation of theater and film, and of course in the wonderful atmosphere of Montana.
Yeah.
It really is a collaboration, a collection of celebrating the writing craft, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a celebration, and it's an eight, or however long it is. This year it's eight, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 14. But however long it is, it's to celebrate the craft of writing. And we bring in actors and directors and writers, all in support of this particular notion that, you know, we want to help encourage new writers and established writers to continue to write for stage and screen.
This year's Colony will take place July 13th through the 20th. All the activities happen on the University of Montana Missoula campus at the Montana Theater on the stage. There are workshops, panel discussions, lots of readings. Maybe before we get into some of the detail of this year, celebrate with me a few of the highlights. I know that there have been plays that have been read and developed right here at the Missoula Colony that have gone on to great things and traveled. And
well, one really great example is Ron Fitzgerald, who's been with the Colony since year two, and he was just right out of Juilliard, didn't have a job, just trying to survive. He had all kinds of odd jobs in New York City, but we always thought he was just a terrific writer. And now, you know, and now he's writing major TV stuff. He's Friday Night Lights and Weeds. He's had a great track record in the last 7 years, and he's got a series in development with HBO right now, which is sort of a direct result of one of the plays that he wrote for the Colony that the Rep actually produced. It's called Boomtown, and we did it at the Crystal 3 years ago now with James McClure in the lead. And it's just a wonderful play about a Rocky Mountain town that's fallen on bad times because of the recession and the extraction industry drying up. And it's really a great little play. And he's expanded the characters, and he's expanded it, and he pitched it to HBO. And he's very much in development right now. And when you say something's in development, it could or could not happen, but they are paying him a handsome salary to develop this script, and hopefully we'll see it. I'm not sure what the title will be, but hopefully we'll see it as an HBO series. Now, that's quite a lovely success story, starting from, you know, when you think of Ron Fitzgerald out of Juilliard, year two, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, struggling, and he kept coming back to the Colony, and we kept encouraging him, and all of a sudden things started breaking for him, and now he's on the cusp of, you know, having a really major event happen in his life with HBO, which is, you know, top of the line in what's going on in television right now.
And that is one of the things that's, I think, probably so appealing for the writers, is to have a script that's in development, have an idea, have something that's being fleshed out, and to literally get it on into the voices of the actors and to really try it out in front of a live audience, sometimes
exactly.
For the very first time, right?
Well, that's the whole point, is because with the novel, you can sit and write it and have an editor look at it, but it doesn't have to be out loud. Theater has to be out loud. And when it's out loud, the writer knows, and in front of an audience, they know if the audience gets restless, they know if the laughs are there, and you know, and that's all part of the writing process, to hear it. Yeah. Oh, another success story, if you don't mind my digressing for a second, is the Smith Brothers first read The Winter in the Blood at the Colonies 5 years ago now. And they sent me a text from Los Angeles, where it just premiered at the Los Angeles Film Festival, saying, "We're having a great time, and remember, it all started at the Colony." So that's another priceless example.
Oh, that's so great. We're talking about Missoula Colony 18. It'll be taking place in Missoula July 13th through the 20th. And Greg, there are workshops happening. Talk a little bit about those. And also the staged readings are most of those nights, right?
Yeah. Well, basically, there's three things. There's the Saturday the 13th is a workshop with the aforementioned Ron Fitzgerald and Jessica Goldberg, who's been a Colony stalwart for the last 10, 15 years. She comes and goes. She hasn't been here as often as Ron, but she's writing for Parenthood right now. And they're going to have a three-hour workshop on Saturday based on writing for television, the half-hour and the one-hour format. And then in the evening, we're going to read one of Ron's other works in progress, which is, I think it's a half-hour sitcom. We're going to read that and see how that goes. And then on Sunday, we're very excited to be working with the Native Voices out of the Autry Center in Los Angeles. There's going to be a symposium just to discuss the Native Voice in America today. And that's a two-hour symposium on Sunday. And we're excited because we love having a relationship with Native Voices. We've actually produced one of their plays, Fry Bread Queen, here a couple of years ago, and they've led us to some really wonderful playwrights. Vicky Ramirez from New York is coming, and we're reading her play on Sunday night. It's a really wonderful play by a really terrific Native American writer, and we're glad to be participating in the development of Native American playwriting, and that's Sunday. And then Monday through Friday is the intensive playwriting workshop, and that's sold out. That's full. But on Saturday night, the last Saturday night, we're going to be showing the product of the workshop, 10-minute plays, 13 10-minute plays that will be written during the week. And during the week, also in the evenings, the visiting playwrights will be reading their work that they've brought to us from various New York or Chicago or L.A., where they're coming from. So that's basically what it looks like, the week looks like.
And as far as the public events, when the public is obviously a key part of this,
we love it.
You have a number of opportunities to come to basically staged readings, right, throughout the course of the week. Talk about how that happens. Do you have a button again, or
we have three different buttons. We have the all-inclusive button, then we have the readings button, and we have the workshop button. And you can get any combination of all of those. And I suggest you look at our website, which is montanarep.org, for all the information on that. But yeah, it's buttons. And the public is still, we still have availability if you want to go to the playwriting, the screenwriting, the Saturday Writing for TV workshop, or the Native American seminar, or any of the readings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays off. We float the river on Wednesdays. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that in the evening there'll be readings. So that's all still available. The only thing that's shut out now is the intensive writing workshop from Monday to Friday. That's full.
Any of the evening readings that you want to tease? Anything you're particularly excited about?
Well, Roger Hedden he's a local writer. Some of you may recognize his name. He's got a new play. Rob Casely has got a terrific new play. He's the fellow who wrote Happy that we produced last year with the National New Play Network. And Melissa Ross is coming back with another play. She writes specifically for the teenage voice. And last year's piece was just absolutely stunning, and she's got a new one, and all the participants in the play are 17, 18, and 19 years old, and she has an uncanny ability to capture that contemporary American teenage voice, which is it's pretty rare. I mean, it's very authentic. I'm not sure what Jessica Goldberg is going to do. She may be bringing a pilot that she made a number of years ago based on Hamlet, but it's called Prince of Detroit. It's a pilot that was never made, and she has some great stories about why it was never made. So we'll see if that... And, of course, Lark Schulberg, who's a young lady who was born here, raised here, and went off to NYU and now lives in Portland, and she's been sort of maybe one of the poster childs of the children of the colony. She'll be back with a new play.
That sounds very exciting. Yeah, yeah. Lots of ways to participate. If you'd like more information, the website's probably the best place. Go to montanarep.org, and there's information on Missoula Colony 18 and events happening all the way from July 13th through the 20th here at the University of Montana in Missoula. I've been talking with Greg Johnson today. Greg is the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater and one of the co-founders of the Missoula Colony. Thanks so much.
Thank you.